Who is Stephen A. Leahy? What do you do?
I run a company called Opum Tax Advocates. We help business owners with their taxes, sometimes with tax problems, because we help solve tax problems. And that's what kind of gave me the background to help people avoid tax problems.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, that's become a big part of our business. But we still help people with tax problems, because where do you go when
right.
you have these tax problems? And they're becoming more and more common. I think the interaction with the IRS is going to become more and more common as we go, because of the data that the IRS is collecting on us. We talked a little bit about 1099s.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe people don't know this, but there's 21 or 22 different types of 1099s, right? In 2021, I think there was 3.7 billion filed 1099s.
Wow.
In 2022, it was 5.7 billion.
Nearly double in a year.
And it's going to double again.
Is it because they are just adding more different classifications, or is it because a lot of people are entering the gig economy, the side hustle economy?
All of the above, right? We've heard a lot about these cash app things mm-hmm. coming up. Those are 1099-Ks, right? And everybody said, well, you know, I heard such bad things about that, but nothing's happened because they haven't implemented yet.
Right. We've talked about this for years.
The IRS keeps putting it off.
They scare us for the first few months of the year, and then they say, yeah, never mind, we're not going to do that. And 1099s, for those of you who don't know, is kind of money you're paid by a company for maybe doing a side hustle or work, anything over $600, right?
That's
the threshold.
1099 is what they call an information return. It's third parties that report income that you receive to the IRS. So it could be retirement income.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, as we talked about, the 1099-Ks, which is from your credit cards. If I'm running a business and I have a credit card company, they're going to send me a 1099-K. The most common one is what they call 1099-B, if I'm a brokerage. So if I'm trading stocks and bonds.
And dividends, too?
You're going to get... That's a DIV, right?
That's a DIV,
so yeah. All of these. 1099 interest. So if I get interest from my bank account, they're going to send me a 1099-INT.
5 billion of these?
5.7 billion.
Well, I'm going to try and do some quick math.
And that means, and next year, it's again, whatever it was in 2023, I don't know, the numbers won't come out until April or May, what they call the data book, the IRS data book, where the IRS has every stat that you can imagine, exactly how many, how to what type, all of that comes out.
That's 17 1099s per human being in the country.
Yes. So, and I say, and your name's on one of them.
Oh, my name's on probably.
Yours is.
I'm eating up the 17 for sure. And the mailbox is full, and I just keep on saying, Enrique, put it in a pile. I'll get to this later.
So what happens, what most people don't know what a 1099 is.
Right.
You know, you get a 1099-C, which is a cancellation of debt. What happens when people get it is they might ignore it because they don't know what it is.
Right.
And now, it used to be if you ignored it, there was very little done because the IRS couldn't track you. But now the IRS is tracking us electronically. First off, this year now, all 1090, if you do 10 or more, if you're a business, you must file electronically. And one of the things that happens is when I file electronically, they automatically match that with my tax return. So if I don't include it,
they're going to find you.
They know right away.
Right. By the way, before we go any further, I was, my last hour guest is Mike Leonard, federal defense attorney, and Mike loves to take over the show, and we were joking about how he wanted to talk about food, and I was like, you're not the producer. Well, someone thought that I was being legitimately upset with Mike Leonard on the text line, and I was like, well, we're just friends, and they said, well, we don't know that you're good friends, so I just want to let you know, me and Mike Leonard are friends, Stephen A. Leahy, you and I are friends.
And me and Mike Leonard are friends.
So if I'm ribbing Stephen, it's just because I like to do that, and you're smiling the whole way.
If anybody has ever listened to me on Home Sweet Home Chicago, and David Hochberg ribs me all the time.
Right. I appreciate
he wouldn't do that if he wasn't my friend.
I appreciate the listener sticking up for the guest. I will say that.
I did tell Attorney Leonard when he was leaving mm-hmm. how comfortable he feels on the radio now.
He's pretty good. He's on a lot. Okay, so you help people out, whether it's, and there's a couple different ways. Maybe the government has called you, and that's no good, right? They want to audit you. Something's happened. They can call you up. But what you've really pivoted to with your business now, too, is just kind of providing that year-long, all-the-time tax help that people need, whether it's quick questions, And you kind of do it like a subscription now, right?
Exactly. And, you know, again, with the 1099 now, because you're going to be getting more and more communications with the IRS. Now they're moving away from letters, and they're going to start sending you email.
Mm.
And it's like, well, will you even get it? Who knows?
Yeah, I was always taught, most people, if they see something like that, they're going to delete it. They think it's a scam.
Exactly. And even when they get it in the mail, maybe you don't even get it in the mail. Right. So what happens? Then you get what they call a CP-2000. And that all that is they say, this is what your tax return said, and this is what we found.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we think you owe now.
Rectify this.
Tell us why we're wrong.
Tell us the story, right. The impetus is on you to prove
exactly
why they're wrong.
And that's why you're going to get more and more of these communications with the IRS, and you're going to need more and more. You're going to have more and more questions.
Right.
So who do you call?
Right.
You know, when you have these questions. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Because there are
so many tax preparers, they work the season, but then they're gone.
Right. And I will say, this is the first year that I have officially run my own business. And the number of questions that pop in my head, and I go to Google, and that's not always a great place to go. I can give you some guidance if you go to reputable sources. Having someone that you can just call and be like, wait, hold on. This receipt, what does this do? Is this deductible? Is that a thing? And you got a team that helps people out,
exactly.
Right?
And it's really my team, right? Because yeah. I don't have all the answers.
You're not a CPA, are you?
I'm not a CPA, and I'm not a. I don't prepare tax returns. I have people who are the greatest. But so I don't do a lot of tax returns. So when people call me and say, "Is this deductible, Steve?" and they say, "Well, you're a tax attorney, aren't you? You should know all the deductions." The answer is, I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I know where to get the answer, and
right.
I have good people that I can say, "Hey." Ida's a young lady who works for me. So, hey, Ida, how does this work?
Right.
And she'll say, because she's the best I've ever seen. She knows more about tax preparation than anybody I've ever met.
But you have a lot of experience in helping business owners or individuals fight back now, I was going to say.
Fight back now.
To fight the government a little bit, to push back, right?
Exactly. And again, you have to push back, because if you don't, right, they usually send you a letter and says, as I just mentioned, this is what we say you owe. Tell us why you don't.
Right.
Well, how do you go about telling them that you don't?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's really where the rub comes in.
I'd go to ChatGPT and be like, help save me from the government and see what they say.
ChatGPT loves the government.
Yeah, right. They're probably
they
really the government
do.
Is right.
They do.
You must pay this amount. Yeah.
I use ChatGPT myself. So, again, when I always have to say, whenever I write something in there about the IRS, they come up with glowing.
A little glowing.
They love the IRS.
Interesting. That's interesting. ChatGPT. That's a hallucination, as they call it, when they say something crazy.
Exactly.
Before we, I got to take this break, but you've told me this story a couple times on air, and I think it just really endears me to you and your mission, is a little bit about you and your family's history in the city and why you are involved in this tax world, because it's personal to you, isn't it?
It is personal to me, and you know, of course, that's why I get so passionate about it,
mm-hmm.
right? Because my family's always run their own business, and I've seen my dad was notorious for not filing his tax returns.
Because he didn't know how, or because he was lost in the weeds?
Well, like most people, that most businesses, and I always, whenever we talk about this, John, someone will always call and say, but you got to pay your taxes.
Right.
And so most of my clients, they're not trying not to pay their taxes.
Right.
They're just inundated. To run your own business, as you're learning, there's a lot to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to know a lot that you don't know.
Right.
Right. And so what a lot of people do is they just kind of ghost, right? They just kind of, you know, put it out.
For another day. Worry about it another day.
And then that day never comes until the IRS starts knocking on the door.
Right. They just want to open the store the next day, sell what they need to sell, and
exactly.
I'm trying to provide for my family, provide for my kids. I'm not trying to excuse it, but I get how this also then.
And while they're laying in bed at night is when they're thinking about it, and they can't sleep at night. And then all day long they try not to think of it, and then they can't sleep. And that's the biggest thing I hear from all my clients. You know, I can't sleep at night. I'm worried about this all the time.
It's like a snowball going down the mountain, too. It gets bigger the longer you wait.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So when is the best time for someone to call someone like you? In a couple different ways. Maybe if the government's already called, or is it, hey, you're opening a business. Maybe you're struggling to have tax questions answered. You're still in good compliance. Call you now to help keep you there.
Well, actually, bingo. That's when you should start.
Right.
Because what again, you don't know what you don't know. And when you start, I make a really good cake. I'm a really good media personality. Mm-hmm. I do all this stuff that I'm really good at, and I started my own business. But I never really thought about keeping records mm-hmm. or doing my taxes or filing the compliance and regulations that I have to file and worry about. And all of this is in addition to doing your job.
Right. And I also want to point out here, too, because there's a lot of people when COVID hit that started side hustles that have now become their main hustles. And for a long time, they just put it as extra income on their personal taxes. Not only is that get a little squirrely, number one, but you're also missing out on potential benefits. So we have this conversation like, oh, protect yourself from the government. It can also be to save you a lot of money, Stephen.
Absolutely. And you know, most people think, well, my business isn't big enough to worry about that stuff. But it's just that's just not true. Mm-hmm. And your business is really never going to get big enough unless you can start trimming your tax bill.
Right. Right.
And using that tax bill to invest in your company and right. make your company grow. And if you're paying top dollar taxes, and who pays the most taxes in our society? Business owners. Mm-hmm. And that's because many of them don't take the deductions that they're entitled to. It's just the way it is.
Right. The self-employment tax is like 15-point-something%. Any dollar you make on that, if you're just individual Joe or Jane, you're paying that much amount. That may not seem like a lot, but if you instead make yourself your own employee and you're paying them and then it's all deducted out of that, there's advantages to that. There's just a lot.
There is a lot.
And you can help kind of people.
Exactly. And again, that's when you want to do it, when you're beginning. Start your bookkeeping right from the beginning.
Right.
Because once you get behind, that's where people have problems. They get behind and they don't know what to do.
What number should people reach you at, Steve?
You can call me at 312-664-6649. Get on my email newsletter list.
Yeah.
Go to WGNTaxman.com and sign up for the newsletter. It doesn't cost anything. We try to send a newsletter almost every day.
I love a good newsletter. WGNTaxman.com to sign up for the newsletter. 312-664-6649. We're just getting started. We'll get some listener questions. I've got a bunch of questions. 312-981-7200 is how you reach us here on Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. This is why I love bringing you folks on WGN, is because we like you people and you do good work, and it matters that you care about people. You're not just trying to get a bunch of clients because they're listening to the radio show.
I want to mention something about trust. I had a trust attorney once tell me, there's a plan for you because the government has a plan for you. Okay, so if you don't do anything, there's a plan. You won't like the plan.
That's a good way to put it. Right.
But there's a plan.
Right. Your kids aren't going to like the plan.
But there is a plan. So if you don't do it, the government will do it for you.
That doesn't sound fun.
No, and it isn't. Right? That's probate law, and then everything goes before the court. It costs a lot of money.
Another running question. Already, I don't know if you have that second Sam Waterson clip ready, but Sam Waterson, after 400-some episodes, retiring from Law & Order. Let's play another clip here from him.
But if your obstruction allows a massacre to happen, I will crucify you, Mr. Kralik. I will charge you with negligent homicide, and after I convict you, I will resign my job and represent the families of the victims in a wrongful death suit against you and the union. By the time I'm done, you'll be finished. So my advice to you is get out of my way!
Oh, boy. That sounds like Stephen A. Leahy arguing with the IRS.
I try to be more...
diplomatic?
Yeah, because most of the time you get along, right? Like lawyers, too, and I think people don't realize this. Most lawyers have a good relationship amongst each other.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said about the IRS. You get along with their lawyers.
Sometimes. And even their, you know, the revenue officers, they call appeals agents. There's the auditors, right? So many, some are good, some are bad, like everything else. But, you know, most of the time, I fight with them. But this goes back to mm-hmm. what we were talking about, reputation, right? If you're going to be fair with them, but you're going to be tough, right? You're going to toe the line,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to follow the rules, and I'm going to make sure that you follow the rules. I could do that in a nice way. I don't have to yell at you,
right?
Unless you don't follow the rules,
right? Then I yell at you. We're getting to our favorite TV or movie lawyers. Just a fun little thread we've got going on today. Steve wanted to chime in, not Steve Leahy, although I will ask you afterwards. Steve on the phone line. How are you doing, my friend?
Yes, Steve from Elk Grove.
Hey.
Yeah, I had to jog my memory, okay? And I came up with Paul Newman in The Verdict.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And the bit I love, every morning he looks in the obits. and he sees auto accident victims,
huh.
And he goes to their wake and passes out business cards.
Wow!
I think that's hilarious.
Yes.
Really, really, really top of the line.
Stephen A. Leahy does that too. People walking into court for their tax problems. Thanks, Stephen from Elk Grove Village. I appreciate you.
You're not supposed to do that, but
no, you're absolutely not.
You're supposed to do that.
312-981-7200 if you have any questions. This is a good one for the 815. I have a booth at an antique mall, but the owner never issues a tax statement for us vendors. We have to pay rent as well as 10% of sales. He issues checks monthly. What form do I need to use to file my taxes? I heard he is being audited. Oh, there's a lot going on here, isn't there, Stephen? It would be being a vendor at a mall.
Yeah, I'm not sure where you would pop in as his your association with him.
Mm-hmm.
Are you working for him? Is he the one paying you? Who's collecting the money? Are you collecting the money or is he collecting the money? Sounds like you're in business for yourself.
And it sounds like you're just renting from him, which should be a business expense that you shouldn't have to be paying taxes on.
Exactly. Exactly. And now if he's collecting the money and using credit cards and things, and then he gives me the money, I'm still in business for myself. I don't know if you don't have a company structure, which everybody should. If you're running a business, you should treat it like a business and have a structure. That's very important. I think too many people don't do that. But if you don't have a business structure, then he's supposed to send you, if he's giving you money, he's supposed to go 1099 NEC now.
And this is just
2 years ago they started this,
yeah. Right?
'Cause it used to be the miscellaneous.
Right.
So now you're supposed to get a 1099 NEC. If you don't, does that mean you don't have to pay tax on that money? Absolutely not. You got to pay taxes on it.
Right.
16th Amendment. From whatever. Income from whatever source derived.
Drug dealers are supposed to pay taxes.
Everybody's supposed to pay taxes.
That's
yes.
always crazy to me.
It is.
Can't arrest you for the drugs, but they might say, well, you didn't pay your taxes on that.
Al Capone. Right.
Yeah, right. There you go. Yeah, there's a lot going on here for if you're a vendor and then they take, not only are you paying rent to this person, but also 10% of all your sales. That, I feel, would be a deduction at some point if you're set up like a business and then this guy sends you checks. Yeah, you should be getting a 1099.
For sure.
This person needs to follow up with you. We got to hit the news, Stephen. Where can anyone reach you with some of these questions?
Get on my email newsletter list. Go to WGNTaxman.com or call me 312.
We're not clipping that one for the promo.
6649.
Let me say that again. 312-664-6649. WGNTaxman.com. Time for the news. More with Stephen A. Leahy after this on WGN. We got Stephen A. Leahy here, and you can reach him at WGNTaxman.com. And, Stephen, we're getting a lot of great questions on the text lines. And, you know, as we often say, you're not a CPA, but you know a lot of them. So you'll do your best to answer a couple of these, generally speaking.
Yes.
But they can always follow up with you and team. This is a 773, unfortunately, fell down a flight of stairs a year ago, broke their leg, spent 2 months in inpatient rehab. I needed to move to a one-level place. I stayed in an extended stay hotel until my new condo was ready. Can I deduct the cost on my income taxes?
Well, if you have to have a place to live,
right?
So you're not replacing, right? You have to, and that's personal,
mm-hmm.
because I'm going somewhere. Now, again, if I can tie it to my
to the health aspect,
if I can tie it to my medical bill, right? And maybe that would be another expense that I could recover. If I'm suing someone, and I don't know if they are
right,
suing
right.
anyway, that's a big area though about when I get a legal when I get a settlement,
mm-hmm.
is that taxable or is it not
right.
taxable?
Right.
My attorney's fees for those, is that taxable? Is that not taxable?
Right.
It gets really complicated.
Right. Yeah, and I wonder if this person is thinking, well, I'm going to tie this to my health issue. Legitimately so. This person mm-hmm. would not have had to go to a hotel
mm-hmm.
if not. And I know just from researching this that if you spend over 7.5% of your income on something health related, anything above that threshold could be theoretically tax deductible. I don't know if this falls under that window. You got to talk to a professional about that.
I agree with that. I think it's very specific, you know, issue specific about whether that is or not and how much of it would be. Probably not all of it because you'd have to have some place to live anyway. But maybe the extra care might be.
Right.
And again, as you just mentioned, we have a standard deduction that generally covers a lot of this. And so you have to be above and beyond that before it would make a difference anyway.
Right. So in the 312, my this question is my, and it doesn't say who, but someone passed away 2 years ago, and her probate just closed in 2023. I was awarded her condo and put it in a trust as part of my real estate planning, or my, excuse me, as my estate planning. What do I need to file for taxes? Do I file for her? She was retired when she passed away. I have my own property. I've not made any money on the condo. Just been paying the taxes and monthly assessments for the past 2 years. Boy, this gets complex.
Generally, when you get an inheritance of a piece of property, you take that property at the value at the time that of the passing. So this is one way that people sometimes make mistakes when they're trying to do some estate planning on their own before someone. Oh, so she's going to pass. Let's get me on the deed.
Oh, that's right? No good.
No, because now I'm going to take at her basis. Basis is what they bought it for.
Right.
So if someone owned this home for a long time and there's a lot of equity in that property, and then it. If I don't get it at the basis of when she died, see, then I won't pay taxes on that.
Right.
And that's what they're trying to start. They're trying to start that. They're trying to include that. I think it's wrong, but that's what they're trying to do.
To include what?
They're trying to make you take the basis of the person that passes.
Because
there's so much property there, taxable, that you don't pay. That it's one way.
Why should I have to pay on the equity? I didn't own the house.
And they're gone, right? And so why?
Yeah, what do you?
I get it. Because that's one way to pass value on to the next generation without paying taxes.
So the texter said that it was her mother, unfortunately, that passed away in 2021. It's now 2023 when probate closed. So is it on date of death?
Date of death.
So there has been some equity gain in the past couple of years.
There might be, and then that would be a capital gain.
Because the probate took so long.
Correct.
Okay, so I would say 312, you follow up with a CPA. Yeah. Stephen A. Leahy, someone in your office can at least talk through some of those questions.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like that this texter, I'll read back. Boy, probate just closed. This is a great advertisement for estate planning, right? You go through probate, takes a long time. And any estate, and this is what John Heggie's always told me, over 100,000, you're going to probate.
Yes.
And everyone gets a piece of it before you get your piece of it.
And again, that's the government's will. If you, for lack of a better term, right? So
right.
They have it for you. They have a plan for you, but it's really not very conducive for your family. And again, if she had done something, maybe you would have taken that property right away, and you could have sold it right away and not paid taxes.
Yeah, okay, that's a good one. So, Stephen, what number can people reach you at again?
312-664-6649. Go to WGNTaxMan.com. Sign up for my free email newsletter.
I love this call that we're going to have here from Jerry, because I think Jerry is going to be emblematic of a lot of our WGN listeners who are good people that need a couple answers. Jerry, you're on WGN. Hello.
Yeah, hi. Love your show.
Thank you.
Problem is, scared to death. Don't want to lose my house or anything. We had a fire in 2019. Oh. Those tax records and most of my tax records got consumed. And I'm just so upset because I want to file. IRS has never contacted me or anything. I don't know where to start. I have no records. And since then, I've been very negligent in keeping things that come in year by year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at 2019, and now I really have no tax records, and I want to file.
Are you losing sleep on this, Jerry?
Close to it.
Yeah. I know you're like a lot of people who, one thing happens, Stephen, like a tragic thing, like a fire, they get behind, it cascades like a snowball down a mountain. So I imagine.
Are you in business for yourself?
Myself and my husband.
Okay, so you have a business?
No, it's just people.
Just
two people.
Okay, so if I have, generally the IRS is going to have records, like these 1099s I talked about.
They have a copy.
So a lot of, I help a lot of people who haven't filed their taxes in a long time. And they're just like you. They're lost. Like, how am I going to go back and get all these records? I can't get them. The good news is that I can get most federal records from the IRS through what they call transcripts. They're called wage and income transcripts. And so if you can't get your W-2, the IRS has them.
They got a copy.
If you have a 1099, the IRS has them. So you can get those copies. The only problem would be with the state of Illinois, because
we don't do things perfectly here.
The state of Illinois, this is kind of odd. The state of Illinois will not share with me or with my clients how much they paid to the state of Illinois for a given year. So if I go back to 2019 and I go to the federal government, I say, can you give me all the records? And they give me the W-2s. I know exactly what you made. I know how much tax you paid to the federal government. But I don't know what you paid to the state. And so when I do your state income tax return, I can't put any money down.
Doesn't a W-2 have the state income tax on there?
Not the federal one. See, they don't have that
data.
They'll
just give the federal ones. Okay.
Yes.
So, Jerry, first of all, I'm glad you called. Because, Stephen, even though it's been a couple years, Jerry and her husband... much better to solve this first than the IRS coming to her, right?
Yes.
Yeah, in our 70s, so I'm worried that we're going to die before this gets taken care of.
No. Do you usually owe money to the IRS, or do they owe you?
No, the thing is, up till now, I've always gotten decent returns, I haven't filed or anything, but now I have that stupid RMD thing, and so we made money that way, and I know there's been income. Otherwise, it's just Social Security and a little pension.
Well, that's the other thing. You might be getting, you're missing out on some refunds. Now, I know that there, a couple of them may already be gone, right, Stephen?
Right.
2019,
more
2020.
Than 3 years. Yeah. They only hold them for 3 years. And so if you owe the IRS, or if the IRS owes you money, you'll never hear from them.
Interesting.
They will contact you and say, hey, we owe you money.
They did years ago, and we settled a very small thing. You know, they contacted me and said they were after us.
Because you owed them money, right? And so if they owe you money, they won't contact you. They won't tell you.
Usually.
Almost.
Usually, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I don't want Jerry to keep waiting, right? Just because the IRS hasn't contacted her doesn't mean just sitting there.
I agree with that.
So, Jerry... what would be your best course of action?
We get your transcripts. You can pull them yourself. You go to irs.gov, and you can set up an account, and they have these transcripts there that you can. Now it gets kind of complicated even on the irs.gov website, but you can pull all your transcripts, and they have them for you, and then you can file your tax returns. And again, maybe you probably don't owe any money, but if you're worried about it, there's no reason to be worried about it. Get the information and file it. Now with the state of Illinois, as I said, it's hard, but they don't tax my Social Security in the state of Illinois.
Is it a bad idea, though, for her maybe to get a lawyer to help her out with some of this stuff?
Well,
or a CPA?
Lawyers cost money.
Right, of course.
I'm just looking for anywhere to go. You know, and I listen to you guys every day.
Well,
you know,
I gave you my telephone number. Call me. I'll be happy to talk to you about it.
Yeah, Steven's a nice guy. He'll put the fedora on the moment you call, Jerry.
Here's my problem. I want
to
help you.
You are mean to Steven. Steven's teammate. You are mean to him.
Everyone thinks I'm mean to the guests today. These are like my good friends, Jerry. But okay. I'm sorry. All right. Steven, you lovely human, you.
I'm hard as nails, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah. So what number can she reach you at?
Call me, 312-664-6649. I want to help you. Call me. I'll help you.
Yeah. That sound good, Jerry?
Sounds fantastic. I just want to get it all together before we pass.
Yeah. Jerry, how old are you?
I'm 72, husband 78.
You got 30 more years. Chill out, okay? Let's get you in compliance.
No, it's just IRS over my head.
Well,
I'm losing
exactly.
You constantly.
This is going to save you extra time at the end here, Jerry. So stay on the... call Steven, okay?
Yes.
Yes. Hey, thank you so much.
You're
welcome.
Keep
up the good work. I love listening to WGN.
Make sure you tell them that you heard me on the radio, and they'll make sure that you put me on my calendar, okay?
Wow.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
Steven's got people. He's got people between him and the callers. You got to say, I was on. Let's get legal.
The answer is, I don't answer my own phone.
Steven, you shouldn't have said that. Steven answers all his calls. No,
answer the calls. I just don't answer the phone.
Oh, okay.
I have someone to answer the phone.
You got a person. That's fine. Going into a big business. 312-981-7200. But before I hit the break, I got to go. But that's exactly who we're talking about here. There's a lot of listeners who live in fear, who may, number one, be owed money by the government, and they're wondering why the IRS hasn't called them yet. It's because the IRS owes you money, and they're not going to call you. So go get your money, people.
Exactly.
And sleep better at night. And, Stephen, I know you have different views of the IRS than the IRS does.
My experience does.
But if you will come to them and say, here's what I've done wrong, here's how I'm rectifying it, here's how we go from there, they're not going to throw you in jail, right?
Well, it's not illegal to owe the IRS money. It is illegal not to file your tax return.
Okay.
That's a crime.
But generally speaking.
Almost never they go after someone for that, though. Almost never.
Especially if they're coming to them.
Yeah. If you're trying to work it out, they'll never charge you with the crime.
Okay.
Never.
Okay, I think people feel like I'm afraid of even contacting them now.
I hear that a lot, that people are afraid of, oh, am I going to go to jail? And almost never happens for something like this. Now people go to jail for tax evasion, but not because if I forgot to file my tax return.
We had a guy in the 1 o'clock hour, I don't know if you heard on the show, he pled guilty to white collar crime in 1986, got 4 years probation.
I did.
And he said it worked out. He didn't like it at the time, but it worked out better. I'm just trying to say is, if you're coming to them, they try, I imagine, to be an honest broker to try and solve it in a way that's reasonable for everyone. You may owe them money, but you're not going to be arrested if you're coming to the IRS saying,
almost always, to be better to be proactive than to let them start coming after you, because then they have, then they have the upper hand.
Right. Okay. Let's take a break. Stephen A. Leahy, what's your number one more time?
312-664-6649. Get the email newsletter at WGNTaxman.com.
Do you write like a nice subject line on the email? Like, good morning, everyone. Do you talk about the weather maybe in the first paragraph? Like, oh, what a gorgeous day it's been, Chicago.
When you write an email every day, it can't always be IRS.
Right.
But it's geared towards business owners mostly. So sometimes we might talk about marketing, or we might talk about...
Could you give a shout out to John Hanson and Let's Get Legal on WGN?
We will do that. I did that yesterday when we sent it out, that I was going to be on the show today.
Oh, you can tell I didn't open the newsletter. Or after this on WGN. WGN, we just have a lot of good people, whether it's the hosts... Besides myself,
even
apparently.
David Hochberg.
Even Hochberg's a good guy. Love Hochberg. Yeah, do people text and call him that he's mean to his guests? Probably.
Probably.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm just getting a little
because
of that Hochberg.
Because he is mean to his
guests. He's legitimately mean. I'm
but
just having
fun. It's all in good fun. As I said, if people, he always gives me a lot of
stuff.
Grief on the show, but that's because we're friends and I think it's funny. And he wouldn't do again. He wouldn't do it if we weren't friends.
Tell you what, if I don't like someone, I'm not mean to them on
that's
air.
That's right.
Listeners may know if I mean to someone. The segment ends 5 minutes early. That's all it is. Never happens. Okay. Someone wanted to know, how many years do I have to keep personal and tax paperwork?
Well, that's a good question. The IRS can go back 6 years. Generally, it's 3 years for an audit. And then 6 years if there's some fraud or something involved. And actually, if there's fraud and you haven't filed, they can go back. There was just a case that they went back 20 years.
Jeez.
Yeah, and they said because there was, and it wasn't even their fraud, it was a fraudulent tax preparer. There's another case, I hope, that overrides that. But generally, it's 7 years.
Okay, keep it. And Jerry called earlier, her house had a fire. Not a bad idea to get, maybe Jerry did and it didn't work, but have a little fireproof safe where you keep some of these documents. Scan them, email them to yourself so there's some digital record.
I think digital is
under
the way
password
to go.
Protected.
Then you have all these, like Dropbox and all these other places.
There's so many ways to do it. I will also say about records, and this is just me having done a lot of research, which I know is always suspect. You're like, I did my own research. I talk about this on the financial show. I finally learned the huge tax value of health savings accounts. And one of the most amazing things about an HSA, besides being tax-free when you don't pay tax on it, when you make the contribution, you don't pay tax on the growth, and you don't pay tax on the way out as long as you use it for qualified expenses, is you can save, once you open that HSA, if you continue to pay out of pocket, like you're able to afford the doctor's visits, all that, minor procedures, even major procedures, if you're able to pay out of pocket, you keep all those records, you can essentially give yourself that money back 30 years later if you want. Let's say you pay $10,000 in health stuff after the HSA was started. You keep those records for as long as you can. And years later, you can be like, actually, I'm going to redeem some of my HSA back to myself for that.
I want to point out, because what you just said about records is so important. Keep records, because that's really where all this is about.
Yep.
Right? People get, what I found is, when people have tax problems, it's just a symptom. And the real problem is record keeping.
Right.
They just don't keep good records. And when it's time to do the tax returns, they don't have the records.
Right.
And so what do? They ask for an extension, and they don't. Now I do get
cascades.
I want to point this out. If you ask for an extension, you still have to pay your taxes by April 15th.
Yes.
Too many people think that if I get an extension, I don't have to pay until October. Not true. You're going to pay a penalty if you wait.
Right.
But this is what and I've had people haven't filed in 10 years or more, but every year they ask for an extension. So they have every intention to file their tax return.
They just never do it.
They just never do it.
Right. Keeping records is so important because, like, the IRS, if they audit you, they're asking you to show the story. And if you could show the story and prove it, you're fine. Exactly. You didn't do anything wrong. They're just asking. They something flagged weird for them. You claimed way too much on your home or something like that. And it was way out of the norm for someone in your income bracket. Yep. So a computer went ping and they went, what's this? And if you have the records to show it, most likely you're going to be fine.
The IRS has statistics on every occupation. They know what the average expenses are. They know what the average home office is. And when you're outside the average, it's a red flag.
Yep, right away. Let's get to Chris here before we wrap up the show today. Chris, you're on WGN. How are you doing today?
I'm not so bad, thank you.
Good. What's your question?
My question is, my brother and some of my friends don't pay federal income tax. When is there a shutoff for a person? They're in their 70s and 80s.
Are you talking about what is the income threshold where you're below a certain amount that you wouldn't qualify to pay federal taxes?
Right. Like I pay taxes on everything, on dividends, interest.
Well, you should be, right?
Whatever. Any income I get.
I think your friends are all going to jail. No, Stephen A. Leahy, is there an income threshold?
There is an income threshold, and it really depends on what kind of income you have, right? If you're getting dividends and things, I don't think there's a limit. You have to file because you have to account for it. Mm-hmm. If you're just getting Social Security or pensions, then there's a different limit. I want to say it's $20,000 or $12,500 for an individual, something like that. I don't have the number off the top of my head.
But yeah, if you're getting dividends or required minimum distributions, which so many people have, or they're making pension. Yeah. And go ahead, Chris.
Because I told them their interest rates alone from their banks or their annuities, you have to file your taxes.
Absolutely.
And your Social Security. But they said that they don't make enough money to do it. So.
Well, they might not, but
again, there is a threshold on that number. I don't know off the top of my head what that number is. Go ahead.
I'm going to call the IRS.
Don't call the IRS. Now you're going to get Stephen all upset.
Call me. I'll get you the numbers.
Yeah, you get the numbers and then tell your friends to talk to Stephen. Yeah. I mean, they might be right. They might be in compliance. Maybe you're just way richer than them, Chris, and that's why you got to pay.
Could be.
No, I'm not richer, but I do. I worked a long time, and my Social Security is better than theirs.
Good. Mm-hmm. So you're doing everything right, Chris. Your deadbeat friends, they'll get what's coming to them.
If they are deadbeat, maybe they're not.
I'm just kidding.
I know you are, John.
Then people are going to say I'm so mean. I'm a little angry today. Chris, I appreciate the phone call, okay? You're the best.
Okay, thank you very much.
She brought up a great point. Interest on your bank accounts, taxable income. We talk a lot about the financial show. Get T-bills, get treasury bills. Maybe you're doing only 13-week ones, so you get that's going to be taxable.
Absolutely. Had a gentleman call me the other day, said an older gentleman who's getting Social Security, said, I have some money in a bank account. I'm going to buy some T-bills, you know, just for...
Great.
Yeah, because it's just sitting there and I'm getting nothing.
Right.
You know, nowadays you can get
5%
some money.
For sure.
So makes sense.
Guess what? It's taxable. They're going to get it. There's no free lunch here, except for the HSA. Really? That's the only one the IRS doesn't get you on.
I agree with that.
I gotta keep on talking about these HSAs. Okay, we got a minute left. Stephen, who are you? Why should people reach out to you? How can you help?
Okay, so first, if you're a business owner, you should be on my email, free email newsletter, because I send it out every day. We have different tips of taxes and other things. Go to WGNTaxman.com. Sign up. Again, it's free.
It's absolutely.
If you have a question, I'm always happy to answer questions, especially people from the radio. So what kind of guy would I be if I told you to call me for a question, then I didn't take your question?
Right.
Call me, 312-664-6649.
You're the best, Stephen. I hope we talk again soon, okay?
We will, John.
All right, that's a promise. All right, Stephen A. Leahy, WGNTaxman.com. Hey, that'll do it for Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. Rudy, I don't have it in front of me, but I think we're next Saturday, 1 to 3 at our normal time. I'll be back with Your Money Matters tomorrow night at 6 on WGN.